I know Jesus is the Father. I know Jesus is the Son. I know Jesus is the Holy Ghost. And all these three are one. Let me tell you who Jesus is. He's the rock of all ages. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the Heavenly Father, the beginning and the end. What's more than this, my friend? He's the Son of Man. He's coming back again. Amen. Stand with me all over this house today as we turn to the word of the Lord. I'm going to have to go here quickly before my voice leaves this building. Amen. I want to turn your attention today to the book of Isaiah, the 59th chapter. What a wonderful presence of the Lord is in this place today. I pray that somehow the Lord will use me over the next few moments to instill the word of God in your spirit and in your soul and in your mind. The book of Isaiah, the 59th chapter and the 19th verse, if you'll meet me there. We're going to quickly turn to the word of the Lord. We don't have no time to warm up, so we're just going to jump right in. Praise God. Isaiah 59 and 19, if you don't have your Bibles, the words are provided for you up on this screen behind me. Amen. If you need a Bible, please see us. We want everybody in this church to have a Bible in their home. Make sure that you have a Bible. We have Bibles purchased for that very reason. Do not go without a Bible. Every home needs the Word of God in it. Isaiah 59, shout out yes when you get there. 59 and 19, one verse of Scripture today. I know that's rare for me. Y'all are thinking, well, he's only reading one Scripture. I hope he's going to be just as short when he's preaching. I got about 3/4 of a bottle of water left, so it's going to be about 1/4 less than it usually is. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 59, verse 19. Something the Lord has placed on my spirit this week. I want to share with this body. Amen. It's something I believe is needful in the times that we're living in. Isaiah 59 and 19, the word of the Lord says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood. Come on, now we're getting down to the good stuff right here. The Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. I want to read it one more time since we're only reading one verse. I think it's worthy of repeating today. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. And when our enemies shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. I want to preach for the next few moments on this topic. Lifting up the standard. Lifting up the standard. Lay your Bibles down gently in your seats today. Let's lift one last praise unto the Lord. Come on, let's lift a praise unto the one that fights our battles. Let's lift our praise unto the one who's never lost a battle. Let's lift our praise unto the one whose train fills this temple. It's going down your aisle and your aisle and your aisle. He's never lost a battle. He never will lose a battle. Let's give some praise unto the Lord today. Come on. Let's give some praise unto the Lord today. The strength of our souls, the light to our paths, the Redeemer, the one who has redeemed us with his precious blood. We give him honor. We give him praise today. The Lord bless you. You may be seated. Don't sit down on the Holy Ghost today. I want to preach for the next few moments. Lifting up the standard. Lifting up the standard. Amen. Sometimes it's hard for us as modern biblical readers to really discern without studying and diving into the Word of the Lord. To really understand the Word of God, it's almost like you need to place yourself in that setting. Sometimes modern readers have a hard time dissecting and interpreting the Word of the Lord. Today we're going to talk about the word standard. Amen. And it probably is very different than what you may think it to be. Some of the world's most spectacular moments, some of the world's most spectacular events have taken place on battlefields where armies, the armies of history have met. We read of these stories in the Bible where the children of Israel would meet and fight. We read about the Revolutionary War. We read of all of these mighty forces, uniformed soldiers, stretch across the plains as far as the eye can see. I've seen reenactments on a small scale. I've always desired to go to West Virginia and watch a Civil War reenactment. That's on my bucket list. And I will do that someday. I love to watch those types of things. But we see mighty forces come together and fight across the plains, people as far, soldiers as far as the eyes can see. Armies are organized into companies. They're organized into regiments. They're organized into battalions. And every unit has its own commander. And every unit, just as importantly as the commander, every unit gets its own flag or banner. And you say, well, how can a flag or how can a banner be just as important as the commander? You're about to see. You see, because once a battle begins, the order that was once there, you watch these soldiers and they march in unison. They do all of these things in unison. And when you watch these soldiers, you see order at its finest. But let me tell you something, when they step onto a battlefield, everything changes. And the order that they once had and the unison with once they marched, everything begins to change. And once the battle begins, order turns to chaos. And troops are scattered. Soldiers are cut off from their units, or they're simply lost or disoriented. And in the mayhem, soldiers are separated from their units and they don't know if they're going to be killed and they don't know if they're going to be captured. They don't know what's going to happen to them. They don't know if the enemy is going to get them. They don't know if they're going to be left behind while the advancement of their comrades march on. They don't know what's going to happen. Being lost and being alone and being confused on a battlefield is terrifying. Story after story I've read, interview after interview I've watched. I listened to my grandfather tell stories of being in a foxhole with dirt falling in his face, not knowing whether he was going to live or whether he was going to die. When these soldiers step onto the battlefield, the order turns to chaos. Amen. And when they're left behind on the battlefield, it is terrifying. The book of Numbers, the first chapter, tells us that the children of Israel shall pitch their tents, every man by his own camp, and every man by his own standard throughout their host. The flags and the banners of an army are called standards. And today I want to preach to you for just a few moments on lifting up the standards. Amen. The flags and the banners of an army are called standards. And historically, one of the most important and one of the most honored duties of a soldier that he could possibly give is to carry the flag. Now, I know we're living in times where flags are burnt and flags are desecrated and people don't have respect for things that matter. But let me tell you something, for those who fight for that flag, For those who live for that flag matters. That standard matters. That banner matters. That flag, those stars and those stripes, they matter to those who love this country, those who love the God that has blessed this country. That standard, that banner, that flag matters today. Amen. It matters today. And one of the most sacred duties a soldier could ever be given is to be the one that carries the flag. The standard bearer is what they are called. And even if the standard bearer, if he were to fall, if he, listen, it becomes the responsibility of the closest soldier to pick up the flag and to continue the advance. Never let the colors touch the ground is the order of the day. Never let the colors touch the ground. Listen, dropping a rifle to pick up a flag doesn't make a lot of sense at first to people who can't see the big picture. But when you realize the function of keeping a standard held high, listen, it becomes more important than carrying a weapon is. Because without it, the troops don't know where they're going. Without it, the troops are scattered. Without it, the troops are afraid. But when they see a banner held high, they know which way they need to go. My God, I come to preach to somebody today. We need to see the banner of God. We need to see the standard of God held high in the church today. So the world, when they're terrified, when the world, when they're lost, when the world, when they're confused, they can see which way they need to go. I've watched enough army movies to know that when people get scattered on the battlefield, they're looking for the flag to see where they're regiment is. Let me tell you something. When people lose their way, whether they're walking with God or whether they're lost in the world, they need to see a standard flying high. They need to see the banner of God flying high. Amen. We need some standard bearers today. Without it, people lose their way. When the standard of the church falls and the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ begins to diminish, darkness will begin to assert itself. All it takes for darkness to prevail is for good men to do nothing. All it takes for the devil to push his way into your life is for you to do nothing. But when you hold up the banner of God high, when you hold up the standard high, when you hold up the things of God high, let me tell you something, the devil knows where you're at and the army knows where you're at today. Hallelujah. Listen, when the church begins to fail to hold up the banner, the darkness begins to assert itself. Church, hiding from darkness is not the answer. Come on, hiding from darkness is not the answer. Lifting up the standard is the answer. Lifting up the standard is the answer. Lifting up the standard today. The Lord is looking for some standard bearers. He's looking for some people to put the uniform on. He's looking for some people to quit hiding in foxholes and run out into the battlefield and lift up the standard of the Lord today. Lifting up the standard is vital to winning this battle. We got to lift up the standard today. In ancient Israel, the children of Israel were responsible for lifting up the standard. Isaiah 49 and 22 tells us, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will lift up mine hand to the Gentiles and set up my standard to the people. Isaiah 62 tells us, prepare ye the way of the people, gather out the stones and lift up a standard for the people. Jeremiah 51 says, set ye up a standard in the land and blow the trumpet among the nations. There are standards today that we as the apostolic church are going to have to continue to lift up before the Lord. Listen, if we want to push the enemy out of our lives, we want to come together in unity, we got to have a standard flying high today. We got to have a standard flying high today. We want to push the enemy out of our lives. We want to push the enemy off of our battlefield. We want to push the enemy out of our families, out of our finances, out of our health, out of our marriages. We better lift up the banner of God today. We better lift up the banner of God today. You're not going to do it acting like the world. You're not going to push the devil nowhere acting like the world. You're not going to push the devil nowhere blending in with the world. Oh, my God, I thought I was in an apostolic church today. I thought I was preaching to some people that believed in the doctrine of separation today. You ain't going to push the devil nowhere acting like the devil. Let me tell you something. We got to act like the people of God. We got to lift up the standard of God. We got to be holy like God. We got to love him today above everything else in our life. We're not going to do it blending in with the world. We got to live a life of separation today. The word of God needs to be lifted up as a standard for people to follow when they're lost. How many know there's some standards that the church has got to lift up today? The word of God needs to be lifted up as a standard for those that are lost. The Bible calls itself the Word of God, the Word of the Lord, the Word of Christ, the Word of life, the Word of truth, the Word of faith, and sometimes just simply the Word. Sometimes just simply the Word. Jesus Christ is the living Word. He is the Word made flesh. Our Bibles are the written word. And when we read the written word, the living word is revealed to us. It's time today that we act like the church. We be the church. We lift up the standards of the church. We hold up the word of God. We live by the word of God. And we die by the word of God today. It's time for the church to lift up the standard of the word of God. Amen. The living word needs to be revealed in our lives. Come on, there's never been a time that there was a greater need for the word of God than there is today. Never been a time. There's never been a time when people were more confused. People were more afraid. People were more fearful. People were more misled than right now. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. I come to challenge the church of the living God today. I come to challenge those that need to contend for the faith which was once delivered to the saints of God today. We need to lift up a standard in these last days. We need to lift up a standard in these last days. The word of God is a standard that people need to be able to see when they're lost. Just like those soldiers, disoriented, lost, confused on that, wounded on that battlefield. They need to see Old Glory flying high. They need to know where their regiment is. They need to know where the safety is. They need to know where their protection is. Let me tell you something. That's what the banner of God is to the people of God today. We need to see that flag flying high. We need to see a standard lifted up in the church today. There's never been a time where there was a greater need for a standard to be lifted up. The word of God is like a seed that produces eternal life. Come on, 1 Peter tells us, being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible seed by the word of God. Come on, it's a standard today that needs to be lifted up. The word of God is the milk that nourishes the new convert, the babe in Christ. Amen. Desiring the sincere milk of the word. The word of God is meat that gives strength to the mature. Strong meat belongs to those that are full of age. The word of God is like water. It refreshes us. It cleanses us. We are cleansed by the washing of the water of the word. The word of God is bread that's meant for our daily consumption, not yearly at Christmas time and Easter time. My God, I need to say that one more time. The word of God is the bread of God, and it's meant for our daily consumption. If you want to be 1 week without bread, it's going to make you weak. One day without Jesus, the living word made flesh is going to cause you to be weak. It's time to lift up the word of God, the standard today. It's time to lift up the standard. It's the bread that's meant for our daily consumption. Jesus said, I am that bread which came down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and never die. Church, it's priceless like gold. It's sweet like honey. It's hot like fire that cleanses. It's strong and mighty like a hammer that destroys the evil. It's strong like a bulldozer that pushes back hell. That's what the Word of God is to His people today. The Word of God is a banner that needs to be lifted high. It empowers the weak, lifts up the downtrodden. It'll take your life from a place of brokenness, and it will empower you, and the Word of God will put you back together again. Come on, church. The Word of God is a lamp unto our feet. It brings and banishes darkness out of our lives. The Word of God is a light unto our path. It gives us direction that we need to go. It's a mirror that reveals to us who we used to be, what we are today, and who we can be in Christ Jesus. The Word of God, the banner that needs to be lifted high today. Come on, it reveals to us all of these things. It's a sword that separates the flesh from the spirit. Hebrews 4:12 says the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit, the joints and the marrow, and it's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. It's time we hold up the banner of God's Word and let it discern the thoughts and the intents of our heart. Hallelujah. It's time that the Word of God have free course in our lives today. Church, it's an anchor that will hold no matter how bad the storm gets. Come on, I've seen some people in this church go through some stuff. I can only imagine what you're going through, but the Word of God is an anchor to you. The Word of God is an anchor that will never let go. No matter how hard the waves crash, no matter how hard the wind blows, no matter how much the rain falls, the Word of God is an anchor that will hold you. It will hold you. It's an anchor to our soul that will hold. The Spirit of the Lord is also a standard that needs to be lifted up. The Word of the Lord needs to be lifted up, but the Spirit of the Lord needs to be lifted up today. The Spirit of the Lord is a standard that needs to be lifted in the church today. We cannot properly use the Word of God without being led by the Spirit of God. Come on. I've seen alcoholics quote the Bible from front to back. I've seen them sit hours and just pop off scriptures to me. I sit at our dining room table one night with a man who was drunker than Cooter Brown, and he continued to just flow verse after verse after verse after verse. Let me tell you something. We cannot properly interpret or use the Word of God without being led by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God has got to be lifted up as a standard in the church today. We must be led by the Spirit so we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. We got to be led by the Spirit today. Amen. We cannot properly use the Word without being led by the Spirit. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Come on, by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Amen. We need the Spirit of the Lord in our lives today. The Word of God gives us the plan of salvation. The Spirit of God gives us our relationship. How many know we need more than an encounter? Come on. We need more than an altercation. We need more than just wrestling with God. We need a relationship with God. We need a relationship with God. The Word of God gives us the plan of salvation. It teaches us what we should do, what we should not do. But the Spirit of God leads us. The Spirit of God gives us relationship. We need more than an experience. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. There's liberty. There's freedom. Freedom from things that would bind us. Freedom from things that would destroy us. Freedom from things that will come between us. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. We need that liberty today, and that has to be lifted up as a standard in the church today. Last but not least, sacrifice is a standard that needs to be held high in the church. You see, we can talk about the Word all day long. We can talk about the Spirit of God all day long. But unless we're willing to give our life in search of a life in Christ, it's all for nothing. Without the sacrifice, without the giving of ourselves, without the price He paid for us, it's all for nothing. His death, His burial was for nothing if He had not resurrected. He paid the ultimate price for us, church. He paid the ultimate price for us today. We need to understand that sacrifice is a banner, is a standard that needs to be lifted high. People need to see you living for the Lord. Your children need to see you living for the Lord. Your friends, your family, your coworkers, the people in your neighbors need to see you living for the Lord today. And you can't do that without sacrifice. You can't do that without sacrifice. Listen, people need to see you living for the Lord, because a soldier who's not willing to give his all is a soldier that need not even put on his uniform. God help us today. A soldier that won't give his all, a soldier that won't lay down his life for the cause, is a soldier that needs not even put on a uniform. People need to see us living for the Lord. Sacrifice is a banner. Sacrifice is a standard that needs to be held high today. The Lord is looking for people who are willing to give their all. Romans 12 and 1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies, not your minds, not your hearts, not your souls, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We're talking about lifting up a standard today. Stand with me all over this house as the musicians come quickly. We're talking about lifting up a standard today. There are things that we as the church of the living God must hold in high esteem. There are things that matter. Let me tell you something. A soldier that's lost on a battlefield needs to see a flag that is flying high. And someone that's lost in this world needs to see the banner, the standard of God, the standard of the church. They need to see it flying high. How is the lost ever going to find their way to safety if they don't have something to look to? Those soldiers on that battlefield look for that flag. The lost, the broken, the wounded. Let me tell you something. The lost and the broken and the wounded are looking for a banner that's flying high today. They're looking for a banner that's flying high today. We can talk about these things. We can talk about the Word of God. We can talk about the Spirit of God. When it comes to sacrifice, the question is this: are you willing to give up your life in search of a life in Christ? Are you willing to lay it all down? Are you willing to walk away from friends that won't like you no more if you stop doing the things you used to do? They won't be your buddy no more if you stop doing the things that they do. Are you willing to lay it all down? A soldier that's not willing to lay it all down does not even need to put on his uniform. We need to understand today that there are some banners that need to fly high in the church. Are you willing to give it all up? Abraham was. David was. Moses was. Let me tell you something. They all reaped the rewards of going all in. They didn't try to hold back. They didn't try to do it halfway. They reaped the rewards of going all in. When you step on that battlefield, the order turns to chaos. Things get confusing. Things get hard. There's times you're separated from the group. But you always need to see the standard flying high. That standard can never touch the ground. The standard is more important than your gun. The standard is more important than your sword or your shield. The standard of God must be held high. When Jesus told the crowd that his disciples were in, he said, "Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, let him take up his cross and follow me. Whosoever will save his life is going to lose it. Whosoever tries to hold on to those former things that I've called him out of, he's going to lose it. Whosoever shall try to save his life, he's going to lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my name's sake and for the gospel's sake, the same shall save it." There's no life like a life in Christ. There's no life like living for Jesus. There's no security like knowing the Lord is on your side. There's no protection for your family like being embraced by the hands of the Almighty. There's nothing like being in His bosom, in His protection, and in His favor. Come on, sacrifice is a standard that needs to be lifted high today. In the book of Mark, the 16th chapter, Jesus had just told His disciples He was going to suffer. He was going to die. He was going to become our sacrifice. He was going to suffer like no man on earth had ever suffered. And out of love, Peter began to look for other ways. He began to say, No, Lord, we can't allow this to happen. There must be another way that you can redeem the world. You don't have to suffer and die. And never before did the Lord ever rebuke one of His disciples as strongly as He did Peter that day. Because Peter was trying to take away the banner of sacrifice. He was trying to take away the fact that the Lord came that He might die. He came that He might give His life, that we might have life, and we might have it more abundantly. It's the banner of sacrifice. It's the standard that must be held high today. The Lord gave Peter a strong rebuke that day. And He actually said, "Get behind me, Satan, thou art an offense to me. Because thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of man." Your love for me, Peter, is greater than my purpose. That's what the Lord was saying to him that day. Your love for me is greater to you than my purpose. The standard of God must be held high today. The Word of God, the Spirit of God, the sacrifice that He made for us and the sacrifice that we make today must be held high. The Lord is looking for people who are willing to give their all for His kingdom. I'm going to say this real quick and then we're going to sing a song for altar. We teach the doctrine of separation in this church. Not the doctrine of isolation, but the doctrine of separation. The doctrine of isolation teaches us to stiff-arm people that are not like us. To stiff-arm people that don't live like we live. That's what isolation does. Keeps people away. But the doctrine of separation teaches us to hold on to the rock of our salvation, all while reaching for the lost to pull them to where we're at. We got to hold the banner high in the church today. We got to hold the standard of God high in the church today. We don't have to live like the world lives to reach the world today. We can reach out while holding on to the rock of our salvation. That's what separation does. It teaches us to hold on to Christ, but reach for the lost. That's what the banner of God does today. It resembles the safety and the security and the unison of the regiment, the army of God. People need to see a banner flying high today. People need to see a banner flying high today. They need to see the standard, church. It's time to lift up these banners. It's time to lift up these standards. It's time for the church to be the church and the world to be the world. We got to love these people, but we got to hold on to the rock of our salvation with all that's within us today. We got to hold on to the Lord today, all while reaching out into a lost and dying world. We're not going to achieve these things by letting down the standards. We're not going to achieve these things by laying down the banners. The order of the day is to make sure that the standard never touches the ground. Come on. Micah, if someone in your family lets down the standard, you need to pick it up or the safety is gone. The safety is gone. Nobody's going to see where their safety and their protection and their comfort is at if somebody doesn't hold up the standard today. The standard is more important than your gun. It's more important than your shield and your sword. Church, it's time to lift up these banners. It's time to lift up these standards. Let's be pleasing to God, so the world can see the flag of the gospel of Jesus Christ and know where they need to go for their safety, for their security, for their protection. They need to know which way to go today. If the church doesn't hold up a standard, they're not going to know where to go. These altars are open. If you're here today and the Lord is speaking to you, whether you're a babe in Christ, whether you're a seasoned elder, whether you've been in church for a long time, we need the Lord's help to continue to lift up a standard. It's so easy to let down the standard, but God said, don't let down the standard. If you let down the standard, they're not going to know where to go. If you let down the standard, they're not going to know that you're still fighting. You're still holding on. There's still protection. Don't let down the standard today. Whether you're a brand new child of God or whether you're a longtime saint of God, we need His help today to continue to lift up the standard. A flag on the ground in the midst of a battle doesn't tell anybody which way to go. A flag on the ground in the midst of a battle never helped anybody. Where the standard is held high, where the promises of God are being shown forth, and people are seeing God blessing people, where the standard is lifted up, there people will know where to go. These altars are open as we sing this song. Would you come as we sing this song unto the Lord today? Come. Come, ask the Lord to help you to lift up a standard in your life. People are depending on you holding up that standard today.